Could you tell me what you don't like about social media?
I don't like how you can put whatever you want in. I don't like how people spend a lot of time on it. And I guess, like, the negative side, because there's always, like, the bullying, or you can use it for, like, pornography or bad stuff like that. So that's bad.
Probably. There's nothing I don't really like about it.
It's really pretentious.
Sometimes people use it as a platform for complaining about things, and I hate complainers.
I don't like people sharing, for example, information that they're not sure about it. It's so quick that they just have to put and press a button, but they don't actually check the truth about this information. And sometimes it can be very dangerous.
The whole echo chamber effect that you could see from, you know, the election, where people sort of just echo their own political beliefs back at people who agree with them, and no one actually talks across each other.
Could you tell me if you think social media is affecting teens in a positive or negative way?
I think both. Like, it's positive because I guess it all depends on how you use it. Like I said, like, negatively, if you're looking at bad stuff, that's going to affect you negatively, or like cyberbullying. But I think it can also be like great use for greatness also. If you're sharing enlightening stuff or trying to uplift others, then I think that can be really good.
It depends. Whether if they spend too much time on social media, it definitely impacts their grades and stuff. But yeah, everyone is different. So positive, it's because it could, like, you could network with other people. Like, let's say they have like job connections, you could hook people up, you know. Negative, it's just it's because it's pretty addicting. Once you get addicted, you get really distracted to doing like other things. Like, it just pulls your like social life away from like meeting people in person. Yeah.
Think about it. You're sitting here back in the 50s. You'd be like, oh, my life sucks. Oh, well, I guess I'll go back to whatever I'm doing. But nowadays, you look at your life, be like, wow, my life sucks. And you're scrolling through Facebook and looking through everybody else's lives, and they're all having a great time. They're off in Bowie. They're all vacationing, and it's all really fake. Positive? It is a great way for corporations and not corporations, but people trying to start businesses and trying to get bands and stuff like that up and running. It's a great way to kind of get their name out there. Say that's one of the positive effects.
I'm going to say negative. And not particularly Facebook, but there's other social media sites out there that, to me, are not good for kids. Because, for instance, Snapchat, you can do it and then it goes away so nobody ever knows. So the parents aren't able to know what the children are doing.
I think it would not be very positive because social media, actually, I think it's kind of killing the real social way that people behave.
I really think it's how you make it, so it's probably both. I mean, some people use it well, some people use it to hurt people, some people use it to help people, so.
I think it's like some kind of drugs, because, well, I'm on it every day, and when I don't, I kind of miss something.